So is that like official career advice or?
I'd say enter the stock market.
What?
I don't know. No, start climbing the corporate ladder.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. I got like four questions here, but we're going to do this a little differently.
Uh-oh.
We're going to play mystery box.
Okay.
You just pick between one and four.
Okay.
And then that gets you the question that I have.
Got it.
For that slot.
Number between one and four?
Yeah.
Three.
Ah, perfect. Okay. This is the one I really wanted to do.
Great.
Okay. I pulled this sort of from Ask Reddit, but not really. So it might have been like a writing prompt.
Oh, okay. Those are great too.
Yeah. So the concept is that instead of sleeping, like lying down and going to sleep, you just flip into a different consciousness. So like another mind takes you over, and then like you get to kind of rest your brain and vice versa.
Okay. But is your body being taken over by someone else?
Yeah. So your body never sleeps. You just swap out consciousnesses and just live a continuous life.
Okay. But you're not aware. Are you aware of the other conscience?
Well, you are aware, but you never get, like, you know, it happens, but you never meet them. You can never be in the same room, you know?
Okay.
You could make a video of yourself for them.
Right.
But you can never talk to them face to face.
So is the question, would I do this?
The original source was like, would this be cool?
Right.
But the question I want to ask is like, obviously it would be cool, but what would you want your alter consciousness to be like?
Oh, okay.
Would it be better if your alter ego was just like you and you worked towards the same goals, or would it be better to have like a complementary personality, which like one of you was really messy, one of you was really clean?
Yeah. How does this work with spouses? Like, do they switch at the same time?
Oh, there'd be so many caveats to society. Like,
do you have to fall in love with two people?
Yeah, both of your alter consciousnesses have to be compatible. But also sometimes your spouse would meet the other half, right? So
yeah, of course.
They would probably fuck them sometimes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, who do I want my... I think it's probably better. I think balance is always good. So I think you want your alter ego to be pretty much the opposite of you in most ways.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
No. That's definitely one school of thought, I'd say.
Yeah. I think... Well, I don't
like
know.
You could be so much more well-rounded as a quote-unquote in... whole being. Like, you can't say individual because you're like, you're two individuals now, but you could accomplish, like, you could mutually benefit each other by
definitely
picking up the slack of the other one's shortcomings.
Right.
So that's definitely one approach.
I think it depends on how much you love yourself, because if you are into yourself and you think you have great qualities, then you don't want the opposite of you roaming around, because that's just evil you. Right. It's like mustache you, monocle you.
Yeah.
It's bad guy you.
Okay.
Right? But...
So if you're a total narcissist, you go with just the closest possible...
Yeah.
...version of yourself.
Yeah,
you're like two bros. Two bros living in one body.
Yeah.
Can barely tell them apart.
But if you accept...
The two-headed Chad.
But if you accept that you're flawed... Then you lean more towards splitting evenly, and having opposite everything.
Yeah,
right. Do you think that your opposite would be evil, or do you think your opposite would be a better person than you?
Almost guaranteed. He or she. I mean, gender's a construct, so they'd probably be a much better person.
Right. Okay. Interesting. So, is that what you would do as well? You'd go full opposite?
I don't know. Because I think I would start hating if they were too unlike me. Like, you, there would be, echoes of their life all around you.
Yep.
and vice versa. So maybe you'd start hating the other personality, and then you'd start like pranking them or setting up things like, I'm not gonna shit all day today, just so when the consciousness takes over, she's gonna have to run to the bathroom.
Yep, that's true. That could happen.
I mean, am I the only one who thinks down these
paths? I did think of this a little bit when you said clean versus messy, because I would be so pissed that my alter ego made messes and didn't clean them up. Like,
yeah,
God, he's so fucking sad today. there's just fucking dunkaroos everywhere.
Every time I open my eyes, I come to in a bathrobe. This is getting a little old.
There's icing on my fingers, bro. Like, wash your hands at least. Why are you so sad?
Have some consideration for me. Wash your hands. You're getting sleepy. Wash your hands.
There would also be the problem of when the switch happens. So is that taken into account, or are we?
It would all be accounted for in our new paradigm.
I feel like one of the worst places would be in the middle of a sports game, or any game really, like a board game. You're just like, you're not collecting whatever you were in Catan anymore, and he ruins your streak.
It could lead to some like awkward things where like you fell asleep in the wrong situation, and then other dude didn't want to be there, so he peaced out. But then
is it always when you're sleeping?
He fell asleep. Yeah, it's just whenever you fall asleep, you switch.
Okay, so that's easier. That's easier, though. That's easier than... I was thinking, like, random. Like, any time. You just sort of snap into the other personality, which is not...
Well, if you have narcolepsy, then...
It would make narcolepsy an even worse affliction. Uh-huh. Yes, that's true. Yeah. If it's when you go to sleep, I think that's fairly manageable, I guess. I don't know. But either way, it'd be a fun world to live in.
Yeah, it's like you could potentially always have a friend attached to you in a weird way.
You can't be your own your own split personality friend.
No, it's like a pen pal.
Yeah, that's true. You could have infinite pen pals. Just note pals, because they're just on the kitchen counter.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your letter just never has to travel anywhere. Just be on your phone.
You just go to sleep clutching your note. And you're like, oh, I can't wait to see what he writes tomorrow.
Oh, man, this could be like a love story right here.
Oh, yeah, you fall in love with yourself. Shit. The implications.
Yeah, endless.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by the subreddit Power Washing Porn. Watch people power wash stuff.
Feel cleaner.
Should I do the numbers again?
The phone numbers?
No. Remember, it was like 1 to 4. Should I pick a number?
Oh, okay. You want to do that again?
Yeah.
All right. I got one that I want to ask, but so I may I may skew your answer to my needs. Okay. You have already eliminated question 3. So you have 1, 2, and 4 left.
Okay. I choose 2.
Ooh.
Is that wrong?
It's wrong, but I'm going to ask it anyways.
Okay, great.
It could be a good question. It could be totally off the rails.
All right.
I don't even know where I'm going to go with this.
Okay.
All I have written down for it is mega well.
It's already off the rails.
Do you know the episode of The Office where Dwight collects desks up
and
makes mega desks?
Yes. Absolutely.
So every time I see an amalgamation of multiple things now, I just call it Mega
Okay.
X.
And you saw an amalgamation of wells?
No. I just had this idea of a giant mystery well.
Okay.
With like basically a bottomless pit.
Is there water in it?
We don't know.
Okay.
The question
giant
is,
hole. Yep.
The question is, a mega well appears.
Yes.
How do we approach it? What does the world do to investigate the mega well?
Wow. Okay. This is cool. Have you seen that comic, that web comic, where there's body-shaped holes in the side of a mountain?
Ew, what?
Oh, you haven't seen
no?
this? Oh, my God.
It's real?
No, it's a webcomic. I don't. Shit, I should have rolled with that and told you it was real.
I should have clued into webcomic.
No, okay. So you haven't seen this, though?
No.
Okay. There is a comic. It's like, I don't know if it's popular in like creepy subreddits or whatever, but basically there's a community and there's a mountain next to it. And one day in the side of the mountain, there appears a silhouette-shaped hole. And the town goes to look at it, and one of the townspeople is like, this is for me. Like, that's my hole.
That's the size of my body?
He
thinks that's like
his imprint. He's just drawn to it.
Okay.
Right? So he like slowly approaches it, and he like shapes himself to what the silhouette looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And he steps in, and at first he's like euphoric because it fits him so well. But then he gets drawn in to the hole. And the hole elongates as he gets drawn in, and it just stretches him out, and it goes from him being overjoyed to him being terrified that this is his fate now, and these holes just suck people in, and that's it. That's the whole thing. Like,
what?
There's more panels where other people discover their holes, and they can't resist. Like, people become afraid of their holes because you're so drawn to it when it appears.
So this is a whole series?
It's just a really long comic, I think. But yeah, it's the creepy holes comic. It's so good and so terrifying.
Okay, so I see where you're going. Like, this is adjacent
to
the idea of a mystery hole
that
we would have to investigate scientifically.
Yes. Obviously, we send like a drone or something down, right? Like, can't we deal with this?
Well, we send James Cameron, I think.
Right, in a little pod.
Yeah.
But we can deal with this, right?
I think so, but like, we're not super good at the ocean version of this. Only James Cameron is.
That's true.
So, but I guess it's not water, so it's a little bit easier. We could.
Well, we don't know that it's not water, too.
True, true, true.
You just don't know.
I bet that we would make it totally, like, I want to say that it would be totally public access so that like no government would come and put up a wall around it that only they can access the mega well.
That would not happen.
In reality, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes. But I want, in my scenario, the average Joe to have his go at the mega well.
Okay. So the world governments band together and hold a contest.
Okay.
To see who can.
Perfect.
What is your contraption for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a movie with The Rock. Him and his like daughter. She's like a genius. she builds a robot, but only the Rock has to be inside the robot.
Yeah.
And she pilots like the drone robot Rock down.
I don't know. I mean, all you need is a really long cable, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there'd be the cable triers.
There'd be such curiosity about this that people would band together and create. Like, you wouldn't have a problem making a super long cable if there was a mystery well somewhere in the world.
Totally. Like, it would be worth it just to see the cable technology. Because no one... I'm assuming like no one has a long enough cable to start with.
Yeah.
Like they find the world's longest cable. It just bottoms out. The guy, they pull the guy up and he's like, nothing, man. I didn't see anything at all.
It's down there for 2 years.
Yeah. They're like, fuck, man, that makes no sense, but we're going to get a longer cable.
I don't know where else we can go with this question, but keep making the cable longer.
Yeah. No. Well, okay. So there's the cable. There's the cablers. They're one camp. And then you have a whole like sect of religious people, like zealots, that like a cult that forms around the well.
Right.
They just jump in it all the time. Like, you can't stop them. People keep trying to stop them, but they just find ways.
You know what would happen, I think, unfortunately, is the world right now has a garbage problem.
Oh, you're so right.
I'm pretty sure this would just become a garbage hole.
You nailed it. like 2 months in, BP is going to be like, you know what? it's just sitting there. We're not getting anything back from this hole. Let's just start putting our waste down it.
Yeah.
There'd be like a rising up of people who are like, no, protect the hole. Protect the mega well. You can't pollute the unknown.
They wouldn't win though.
Keep the void clean for our children.
Yeah. They wouldn't win though. They'd lose.
No, just if
BP would win.
Exactly. Just an extension of our regular environment.
It'd literally go from like holy place with foliage and people praying all around it to trucks backing up to it and dumping sludge in less than 6 months.
So true. No, like everybody would start building pipes into the mega well. Yeah. It would just be like, remember, this is an obscure reference, but the Animatrix, they showed the Machine City and how it was all, like it all came back to one central point.
I don't remember that, but that's cool.
Yeah, all the wires like spread out from like one nucleus.
Yeah.
That would just be the mega well. Like all the world's like waste processing would just start being built around it, all pipes leading back directly to the mega well.
It depends how big the entrance is to it. They'd probably just dig it out and make it like a funnel. Yeah. And then every country would get a pipe and you just have to turn your garbage into sludge and get it through the pipe and you're good.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't see the like the actual real opening of the mega well after a time. It would just be obscured by layers and layers of processing.
Bureaucracy.
Yeah. Red tape layers.